Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are pleased to be joined on the show now by DeMarcus Van Dyke. And DeMarcus, well-known with the University of Miami, former player with the Hurricanes, and now DeMarcus Van Dyke, University of Miami defensive backs coach. So first, DeMarcus, congratulations on the promotion.
Man, thanks so much, man. Also, thanks for having me on the show, man.
Yeah. Well, we hope that it's the first of many visits. What was it like for you when Coach Diaz said, I'm going to make it a little adjustment here and move you from recruiting to an on-field coaching role?
Man, it felt like I was getting drafted again, like I was telling my mom, man. It felt like Hugh Jackson was calling me to draft me again to the Oakland Raiders, man. It was a huge blessing. I actually told him, man, I said, heck yeah, Coach, I'm going to take it, man. And he was like really excited, my family excited, and it was a dream come true, man, to be coaching back at my alma mater.
When you get your group together, your defensive backs, what is the first thing or one of the first things you want to teach them?
I just want to teach them, man, though, to have confidence, man, to show that, man, we're Miami Hurricanes cornerbacks. You know, the legacy that's been played here, you know, all the guys that played here from, you know, Antrell Rowe, you know, Ryan McNeil, Philip Buchanan, all those guys, man, we're going to play like those guys. We're going to play out there, go play relentless. We're going to play with good technique, and we're going to make plays and play with swag.
You've been around a lot of guys, both during your playing career and coming up the ranks as a coach. Who are some of the guys that you think have influenced you in terms of what you want to be as a coach?
Man, you know, the guy that kind of got me into coaching, man, was Coach Randy Shannon. You know, he influenced me a lot. Coach Shannon influenced me a lot, you know, in this thing. To this day, he still gave me advice. Also, my defensive back coach who coached me here, Coach Wesley McGrill, also the guy who helped me out a lot with a lot of things, and who want to lean on for a lot of advice and, you know, with techniques and things like that.
Coach Diaz is going to take over the play calling this year on the defensive side. What do you think that's going to be like? You guys have a lot of brain power in that room now.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, man. You know, we got a lot of great minds in that room. You know, Coach Diaz, man, he's one of the best DCs in the nation, man, and he's going to go out there and show it today, this year.
DeMarcus Van Dyke is our guest. How about this past recruiting cycle? You guys did a really good job. Why do you think the University of Miami was so attractive to the players that you signed up in this 2020 cycle?
Well, you know, I think a lot of our kids, man, they bought into what Coach Diaz and the coaches was telling them, man. You know, they see their product on the field. They see that you guys, we're turning the corner. And a lot of those guys, man, the relationship that we built with these kids, since they was like, you know, sophomores, freshmen to sophomores, you know, like guys like James Williams, Cameron Kitchens, Leonard Taylor, who those guys, Romello Branson, we built an issue with those guys, and it was freshman and sophomore, and they seen, you know, the product that Coach Diaz, you know, and what he's about and what he's going to do in the next few years, and these guys, they bought in, man, which was an excellent class from top to bottom.
You've got a couple of things going in terms of the roster. One, the new guys coming in. Two, a lot of old guys staying. That's going to have a big impact, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a huge impact, man. You know, you got a lot of guys. You got the three transfers you have in, you know, Tyreek, you know, Rambo and DeAndre going to be an excellent addition to us. And a lot of guys that stayed this year, you know, they came up for one more year. Like, you know, De'Aaron King was the most important one. And you got Bubba Bolden, you know, Jay Nustavera, you know, John Ford, all those guys. It gave us time to, to have our young guys, develop. You don't got to throw them out there, versus that person that back in the days, guys were throwing out, and then you had to throw a freshman out there to play, and who wasn't ready. Now those guys can develop, learn the system, and get bigger with Coach Feely.
Also along those lines, you have this new class coming in, highly rated class, the guys coming back. What does it say about, one, Coach Diaz, these guys wanting to play for Coach Diaz, and two, also wanting to play for each other?
Man, I think, one, Coach, a lot of kids want to play for Coach Diaz, man. Just see him on the field, man, just talking to him, man. He's a man of his word, He's like a father figure to all these kids. So they believe in his vision. They believe in him as a person. And two, man, we built a brotherhood here, a family environment here where these kids know they want to go out on top. They want to, win for each other. They want to go out there and they ain't like the taste they had in their mouth on the last game. So they want to go out there and play for each other and show that, hey, look, man, we're going to go out with a bang.
I go back to this getting older. It's the drum I've been banging for a long time. Miami has to become an older team. And you've seen it when you've gone up against certain opponents inside your own conference. You've seen it. Or in bowl games when the University of Miami has played Wisconsin, you've seen an older team there. Oklahoma State, the team we just saw in the bowl game, you see what age does. It's not only the maturity, DeMarcus, but how about when you have guys with experience, they know what a coach wants. They carry those marching orders with them out on the field, and now everybody in your program has roots.
Yeah, that's kind of the big thing, getting those guys back here, man. Just playing that third, fourth year in the system, man, it's a huge difference, man. You play faster. You know how to play in the system. You know what coaches want, like you said. And those guys that came back, man, they're excited to play in the system one more year. They got their feet wet last year. They're more comfortable, and they're ready to go full speed ahead.
Let's talk about some of the guys you're going to coach. Maybe a quick thumbnail sketch of some of these guys. Let's start with DJ Ivy. He's going to go into his senior year. A couple of years ago, he led the team in interceptions. What do you need to see from DJ Ivy?
Oh, I think DJ Ivy is a great player, man. He's going to go out there and compete. He's a good kid. He have all the attributes, man. All the measurables, man. He's going to do good things this year, man. He got to just keep playing with confidence, keep playing how he's playing. He's going to be okay.
Al Blaze was in the middle, I thought, of having a really good season. He got sidetracked with the COVID situation. What kind of growth did you see from Al Blaze?
I saw a huge growth in Al Blaze, man. Al Blaze is a tremendous leader, man. He's a good warrior on the field, man. He got everything you need for a cornerback. He's going to do good things for us, man. I'm excited to have him back, whenever he come back, man, because he's an excellent player that we need down the stretch, and he's going to be a guy that lead this pack for us.
To Corey Couch, earned the nickname, maybe when he didn't like a lot, Chihuahua, but he was involved in a lot of plays, especially in the final game against Oklahoma State.
Yeah, TC, man, that's he's a good player, man. He's I call him Lil Pitbull, man. He don't like Lil Chihuahua, man. I call him Lil Pitbull. He's very fast, quick. He's good at the line. He got good ball skills. I'm excited about him, his next step and his development as a cornerback his junior season.
You had two freshmen that had to get tossed in there, and they did some good things. Dunson made a big play during the course of the year on special teams. Clark had an interception. So they gained some valuable experience, didn't they?
Yeah, those guys, man, they gained a lot of valuable experience. But it also started in the practice field with those guys going against, our receivers and our Brevin Joyce and our tight ends and like that during practice. So, and it kind of translated to the field during the games, And I'm excited for those two guys. They are had a good freshman year. Marcus, like you said, came in the Duke game, made a play on the ball. Isaiah, he made some good plays, just locking his guys down and also special teams. So I'm excited for those two guys.
You mentioned Stevenson's coming in as a transfer. Miami did recruit him heavily a couple of years ago. You didn't get him the first time, but you got him the second time. How can he help this defense?
Oh, man, he's going to bring a different element to the defense, man. He's a guy that, like you said, we won in high school. We felt that he's probably was one of the best high school players in the state when he's coming out. And we, like you said, we didn't get him, but now we got a second chance. He's home now, back where he belongs. And he's going to bring a different element to our defense. He plays some meaningful games at SEC, and he's a long corner, good speed, very aggressive, good ball skills. I'm excited for him, man. He's very aggressive. I'm excited, man. That group is a good group.
I would imagine the off-season conditioning program is going to start here soon as we lead into spring football. When you get everybody back on campus and the team gets gathered up again, when you look at your defensive backs, what are some of the things you want them to achieve in the off-season going into spring football?
Oh, I just want them to go out there and have fun and play with swagger, man. Play with confidence, as you know, man, as a cornerback, you know, you're going to get beat, but you got to have that short-term memory. I want those guys to realize that, hey, look, man, you know, we give up a catch, it's next play up. Don't worry about the play before that, you know. And I want everybody to compete, you know, have fun. You know, I'm going to have fun with those guys, and every day to get better, man. That's my thing I'm going to preach. Either we getting better, we getting worse. We never stay the same. So every day, let's get better at something, and let's go out there, man, and show what we're about.
DeMarcus Van Dyke is our guest. DeMarcus, team went 8-3 last year. I thought a nice jump from the previous season. Team was involved in a lot of close games, won most of those close games, nearly pulled out the Oklahoma State game. But being in the house of close games, how do you think that's going to help the team?
And I think it's going to help us out, you know, with showing that we can win games, you know, when it's tough, you know, giving us that winning mentality, you know, that we're never out of a game. You know, a lot of our games, we came back from behind, you know, NC State game, we came back from down like 21, maybe down 14, you know, VTech, we're down by like 5, you know, and we showed that, you know, we can compete, you know, that we won't give up. And that's a credit to Coach Diaz and all the coaches from last year, you know, Coach David Feely, his scrim staff, make sure them guys are in good shape. So, man, I think that give us that, you know, that confidence and that, you know, knowing that, hey, we don't matter what the score is, we're still going to compete and we're going to win this game.
Let's have this discussion for a moment. You're on the defensive side of the ball. It's hard to play defense in college football today. You look at the numbers people are putting up. Look what we had in the championship game. Alabama beat Ohio State by 28 points. Ohio State beat Clemson by, I felt like, 100 points. It's hard to play defense. Is the key to playing defense, one, not getting worn down mentally, and number two, finding ways just to get multiple stops?
I think it's a combination of both. You know, don't get down on yourself, you know, because it's like I said before, you know, we were down by 14 at NC State, and we rally back. Like you said, let's get stops. You know, we're going to get some stops, and just make sure we got to stay confident in what we're teaching our kids and what the kids are on the field doing, and go from there.
I know everybody on defense has aspirations, you know, of building a tremendous defense that slams the door on everybody. But in today's era of college football, that's hard to do, right? I mean, you've got to make sure that you tackle well, play well on third downs, and then have great red zone defense.
Yeah, that's the tackle was one of the most important things, you know, that Coach Diaz stressed, man. Tackle, man. You know, cornerbacks got to tackle, safety got to tackle, kickers got to tackle. Everybody got to tackle. And I think we got to just keep getting better at that. You know what we're gonna do in the springtime, and you know just keep getting better at those things.
Of course, the back end of the defense is always helped by the front end, right? The defensive line. Jess Simpson's coming back. He did a really nice job a couple of years ago. Coach Stroud did a wonderful job with the defensive line the last couple of years. But that defensive line, and you mentioned some of the guys coming back, they're going to be able to help your secondary.
Yes. You know, Coach Simpson, man, he's a great coach. I was with, he was here my first year as I was at Crawley Control, and he did a good job with D-line. You know, one of my best friends, Alan Bailey, man, was raving about him 2 years ago. We talked on the phone and said that, man, he's probably one of the best D-line coaches he had in the NFL. You know, he's a great guy. He's going to teach those guys a lot of things. And just pretty much what, you know, pretty much add to what those guys learned from Coach Scribe. Coach Scribe did an excellent job with those guys. And it's going to just make those guys much better, just having two good D-line coaches giving them knowledge, and now they go out there and show it on the field on Saturdays.
You know, I was talking with Coach Diaz a little bit about the guys coming back, and he summed it up this way: exciting times. And it really is for you guys right now, right? Exciting times and a lot of momentum going into this offseason.
Yes, it's very exciting, man. It's just to have, you know, just you know, different like different faces in the building. You know, it's just to go out there and compete. And that's a great thing, Miami football.
Well, I'll probably ask you this 100 times between now and September, but have you taken a little peek at, you know, you got Alabama first, right?
Yeah, we know. I watched them in that championship game, and they're a great team, man. Close by a great coach. You know, like you said, I'm probably here 100 times. Yeah, my son brought it up twice to me already. So, we're gonna go out there, you know, and compete, you know, do our best, you know, to – come back with a W, and we got to go out there and just show what we about.
All right, DeMarcus. Well, congratulations on your move onto the field as an on-field coach. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show tonight, and the very best of luck.
Man, thank you so much. Man, thanks for having me also.
That is DeMarcus Van Dyke.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.